Professor Keith Engel is the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Taxation. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are you? Good to hear from you again.
It's always good to chat to you. So is this becoming, I mean, this, I don't even know where to start. First of all, can we just deal with this nonsense of this paper that suggests that South Africans could be giving around about 12% of their income to government to look after for social? I mean, what could go wrong? They're going to invest it, right? They've done very well so far.
Yeah, look, I think we've got several papers going on. You've got one is the universal income grant. Now you've got the Social Security reform. You've got the old NHI. So you've got these hugely expensive programs, a 10 to 12% increase for one of the programs plus another one. I mean, I don't know about tax revolt, but I think you just break taxpayers at a certain point.
Mm.
You just break them. And I think you can see that in a number of ways. Everybody's already at the edge. You simply can't afford these things. It may be a great idea in another context, but you're going to break people. It's just beyond them. So if they revolt, they just might buck out of the system. But people just can't, they just can't pay. They just won't be able to pay. And you'll see this already on payroll. So I don't know if it's a tax revolt, but what SARS is already seeing on payroll is a lot of medium and small businesses are not paying their payroll taxes. They're not complying. And SARS is having trouble making those collections. Now, I think they're getting a little better, but it's a long-held problem. It even stated in the budget about 2 years ago.
Does that mean, does that come out of the inability to pay, or is that all moving towards what could be a tax revolt?
Well, I think somehow we don't seem to have a tax revolt directly in this country, except what you see in some easy places. So we targeted, like, for instance, the TV light.
Mm.
People, you could argue that's a bit of a revolt. People just saying, I'm not paying unless you come after me. You take a look at the toll road, same way.
Mm.
Maybe it's beginning on the payroll. I think the fear of SARS is such that would people just band together and say they won't pay it? I don't know if they'll do that. I don't know if the culture is such that way. But your small and medium businesses might. But I do think, you know, the purpose of these things, the stated purpose of these things, is social solidarity. And what you're finding is, no, you're not getting social solidarity. What you're doing is it's becoming divisive. Because what you're basically asking people to pay more in the hopes of getting something back, and they think people are silly. That they, oh, wow, I'll give more money and I'll get something back. No, people are not going to play that game. So I think you are definitely contributing to a divisiveness.
Mm. Well, especially considering the government's track record, there
exactly.
seems to be a complete disconnect from reality that the government doesn't see itself the way people view it, which is a huge problem.
Absolutely, and I think what you see also is we have a very funny government. Our parliament is very passive. They'll just stamp anything that the executive produces. But what you're seeing is a divided executive. The executive, when it comes to the various departments, are trying to put pressure on Treasury to raise money for each of their individual programs. And so it's being fought out in an executive level where the public really doesn't have any meaningful participation. And I think that also contributes to the divisiveness. And as you said earlier, I think these things are wholly unrealistic in the budget environment we're in. And I'm not sure, even if things were 10 years ago, whether we could afford these things.
What does it take to move? And it's interesting because the two areas that you've highlighted in terms of a so-called tax revolt would be TV licenses and e-tolls. But those things, to a large extent, stand a little bit outside of your normal form of taxable income. What does it take in a country for that to flip over? In other words, to reach a tipping point that it becomes more dangerous in that it becomes about income tax and things like that?
Well, I think it's the collection mechanism. I think the bottom line is people are not afraid of the toll SANRA,
mm.
and they're not afraid of the SABC. The problem is they are afraid of SARS.
Mm.
So there's a point where when will they not be afraid of SARS anymore? And,
that's an interesting
way of putting it. I'm not sure. The other issue, too, that's hard is formal businesses, they don't revolt. What they do is they just disinvest.
Mm.
So what you're doing is you're effectively putting in payroll taxes. So I think I saw somewhere in one of these magazines now, Checkers is coming up with a new automated retail system.
Yes, I see that.
So what you do is you just get rid of employees. That's what you do when you raise payroll taxes, because businesses go, look, well, I just, your cost, it's going to come back to me, so I'm just going to hire less. So the way big business and formal businesses do is they don't revolt, they withdraw. It's the middle class and the lower middle class and the poor that will actually revolt. And the problem is for them, it's they're afraid of SARS. As long as SARS can get a hold of their payroll stub, there's not much they can do. So the only way to make it revolt is small businesses simply opt out of the system. And you do see this in Africa. In the rest of Africa, one of the main problems is small and medium businesses, when it comes to VAT and income tax, start opting out of the system. And what you'll see in a lot of these places is the only place where they're collecting money is in the capital and the big cities, and the rest of the place they collect nothing. So you might see a quiet revolt there, and they'll say, come and get me if you can. And if you come after me, what I'll do is I'll just get my attorney, and we'll just fight Stalingrad defense. Seems to work well for Zuma, but it worked well for me.